Friday, March 7th. First reading from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 through 9. Thus says the Lord God, "Cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways. Like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God, they ask me to declare what is due them, please to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it, afflict ourselves and you take no note of it? Lo, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This, rather, is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, 'Here I am.'" Haydock Commentary. The sins Isaiah is referring to were the sins during their captivity. Some will not hear, and those must be rebuked with all patience till they follow virtue. During their fasts, they feign extreme weakness. The external marks of penance, such as ashes, are not condemned, but the want of corresponding sentiments. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 and 15. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." Haydock Commentary. It is not without reason that the disciples of St. John should ask this question, fasting being always esteemed a great virtue. See, for example, Moses and Elijah, the fast which Samuel made the people observe, the fasting of Hezekiah, of Judith, of Achab, of the Ninevites, of Anna, of Daniel, of David. Aaron and the other priests also fasted before they entered into the temple. Anna the prophetess fasted, St. John the Baptist fasted, and Christ himself fasted. But this haughty interrogation of St. John's disciples was highly blamable, not only for uniting with the Pharisees, whom they knew their master so much condemned, but also for calumniating him, who they knew was foretold by John's own testimony. St. Augustine is likewise of opinion that John's disciples were not the only persons that said this, since St. Mark rather indicates that it was spoken by others. The disciples had not yet ascended to the higher degrees of perfection. They had not yet been renewed in spirit. Therefore, they required to be treated with leniency. For had the higher and more sublime mysteries been delivered to them without previous preparation, they would never, not even in the natural course of things, have been able to comprehend them. "I have many things to say to you," said our Savior, "but you cannot bear them now." Thus did he condescend to their weakness.